This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, July 2. Stuff. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 5. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw, at the water's edge, two boats left there by the fishermen, who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. When our family goes on vacations, we love to visit national parks and historic sites. Between parks, seashores, memorials, and other venues, we have visited nearly 50 sites in the United States National Park System. The highlights of our trips for the kids? Not so much the natural beauty, scenic hikes, or history exhibits. No, the highlights are usually the gift shops. The kids find stuffed animals, puzzles, magnets, or other souvenirs, and I try to justify buying them as a donation to the park system. In other parts of life, don't we also get sidetracked by gimmicks or gadgets or something else? We are often surrounded by magnificent events or people or tasks, and all we do is take in the gift shops. We miss what's really there, because we're distracted by the trivial. Peter and the others had good reason to be fishing. It was their livelihood. They probably thought they would be fishing every day for the rest of their lives, and there wouldn't have been anything wrong with that. But God had something else in mind for them. Imagine what they would have missed out on if they had declined Jesus' invitation and remained in their boats. Don't get distracted by trivial things in life and miss what God might be calling you to do. The gift shop isn't all there is. He has so much more in store for us all. Pray with me. Father, open our eyes to what you would have us do and where you would have us go. Help us to see beyond the trivial to the extraordinary. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.